is Lois McKenzie. We are at the home of the Wood Folks. This is February 23rd, 755 Wood Street.
We had a family reunion several years ago, and it traced our family tree back. So we could probably get that information from our cousin, who's the one who did the main. We can get that information from him. Mm-hmm.
And how long did your family live in the Ridge Street area?
Over 30 some years.
Mm-hmm. In this house?
No, we moved here in 19. We spent our first Christmas in 1970.
In this house. We lived on Hartman's Mill Road, 264. The house is no longer there anymore, but the house was the male side was on 264, which was Hartman's Mill Road, and the side yard was on Ridge Street. So, do you know what this is called? Duplex down on the corner?
Yes.
Well, that whole area was our house. That's where our house was. It's a big house that was there. And that was where we used to live at.
And why was it torn down? The city decided
to build low income and some low income apartments and things. And they did several homes back out here. But then at one point what happened was they start, it was petition or something got up, or later on after my father had sold the house, and that's the reason the city of
Portland had went to court
and stopped.
And it was too late.
Yeah, we had my father, he had already decided
that
to sell.
That was a big house.
Yeah.
That house was, it was, I love that house.
The corner.
It was right on the corner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was, we had like 5 bedrooms.
Well, this seems to be a
bedroom upstairs. We have bedroom size in this living room.
One of the bedrooms.
Yeah, the size of this living room.
How many bedrooms do you have?
We have 5 bedrooms, one downstairs and 4 upstairs.
Do you know a little bit about the history of this house? How long it's been here or when it was built?
Since 1905.
Built in 1905.
And it was built by Germans.
Mm-hmm.
And they migrated to Kitty Hawk, North Carolina,
the family.
After they sold the house.
And they would come here several years. They came here after we moved in, and they probably did that before we moved in when the Reeves were here.
And see, you all have the oral history because Reeves lived here in this house. This
Reeves.
Is the house, the Reeves. This is the house they came here
before we did.
So you already have that history on this house.
Uh-huh.
Have we interviewed?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I did. All right. Thank you.
Tracing
several families through this house.
Right.
She's practically lived there.
I live up the street. We live in Eugene's house up at 710.
Oh.
I used to see you and your friends walking through here in the morning.
So you live at 710?
I live at 710 on Ridge Street. I moved back to Ridge Street after moving off of Ridge Street, so I'm back on Ridge Street.
When did you move back?
What is the thing? I think is one of the prettiest streets in Charlottesville.
Yeah, it is.
Because I remember when we were younger and we used to have the health department up there on Main Street. And coming across that bridge and you're just looking down Ridge Street, it just reminds you of like you were in a tunnel with trees sort of meeting. You know, it just might remind you of a tunnel. It was just always beautiful.
Do you think there's still a sense of neighborhood here on Ridge Street?
Oh yeah.
I think so, especially people that are still here. Mm-hmm. You know, even though you know you might not visit with them, but you always get a wave, and you know, so you know you still feel good about living here.
Mm-hmm. That's my mother.
Payne's house?
We end up on Gospel Hill.
Uh-huh.
I know you're quite sure that you've heard some history about
that.
Sure. Well, that's where we lived at over there in Gospel Hill.
Where is Gospel
Hill?
The new hospital.
That was Gospel Hill.
Well, the neighborhood
designated by
progress.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
right.
Yeah. And that was such a beautiful sight because you were up on this hill.
Yeah.
And you could see.
Uh-huh.
The hospital and down on what was it called?
Well,
Jefferson Park, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you both go to high school here in Charlottesville then?
And I graduated from
Wayne
High School.
And I graduated from Burley. And that was, we were not integrated.
That's right. It was still a school.
It was still, yes. And we had integration happen as far as teacher-wise. I think we were in the 10th grade and we had maybe five teachers to come in, but it was not integrated student-wise.
Right. The white teachers started coming.
Yes.
And then when did you have the choice to go to a school that was integrated or did that happen by the
No, it was, we were still closed down in 67. So we just went to Burley. I don't know if it was a choice.
You didn't have a choice at that point.
Because that's the way, I think when the way the section was set up, Teresa, where you had to go within, because I know Donovan went to Lane, they integrated Lane High School, but I don't know.
I
was talking about Donna Martin, and I named one of the neighbors the Martin boys, mm-hmm. and was the integrated Lane High School, which was before we went, but I don't know whether it was the way it was set up, whether we had the choice to go.
I think we talked to Kiko Hamilton, right? And apparently, at her, she must be just a little younger.
No, we both are the same.
Same age.
We went the same. We went the same school.
All right.
She said that she and her family talked it over, and she decided to stay.
You could have gone last year. But then you're just a little younger.
I tell my sisters that, you know, that I just appreciated, I mean, your teachers were your extended family there, you know, and because they cared about this before.
They were your parents. It was an extended family that the neighborhood also had.
The African
Yes. Hi, Jimmy. This is my brother, Jimmy.
Hi. And remember how the neighborhood looked years ago, because we've had information that suggests that it was really very beautiful.
Okay, but I remember walking home from school, and especially in the springtime of the year,
when the trees were budding and flowering,
blooming stuff, and the grass was green. It's almost like looking through a kaleidoscope.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how pretty well, and I just enjoyed the street. And it's still a beautiful street. I still see it the same way, you know.
It's changed considerably.
With all the new development and
the additional low-income housing.
Right. Yeah. And the turn down of a lot of the historical homes that were here.
That's right.
You know, cutting the street up the way the city did. I mean, that has been one. And I think to me that just did a lot of
it just destroyed when they just
cut this air and can just put us back in this hole, you know,
cut you off.
Mm-hmm. And even when I was in the street sweepers and the man used to pick up the trash in the street, you know, and even those services stop existing now. You know, the street sweeper doesn't.
The street sweeper
don't come this area anymore. No, I've seen the street sweeper out here maybe once or twice in many years.
Because he was down on the other part of Ridge Street. It was either this morning or yesterday morning.
It's not a regular thing. And I can remember when they rolled out. It was a regular thing. We would come and sweep the street. You would see them, but it's once in every now and then you'll see the street sweeper.
Have many of the families that you grew up with in the Ridge Street area really stayed here for the most part? Are some of your childhood friends still here in the area?
Well, Pinky's mother's still here.
Yeah,
and Ms. Bonina's still here. And the Swifts are still here.
Yeah.
Mrs. Carter.
Not Miss Irma Carter.
She's
Mrs. Carter, the
Virginia Carter.
It worked in a school system.
Her family.
You
all had an oral history of her down there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see who else. And Mrs. Dawson and
we've not interviewed.
You all haven't interviewed?
Not more time. She's so elderly that we have an earlier interview with her that she did with somebody.
Okay.
And we're using that one because she's quite elderly. Isn't she over 100?
No, not at all. No, no, she was. No,
I'm sure she would love to talk to y'all.
And again, Rebecca McGinnis.
Okay. Yeah.
Miss Dawson.
Okay, and also someone who has several homes on his earth, Mrs. Irene Allen. She doesn't live here any longer, but she lives in Washington, D.C. Her daughter lives in Washington, and that's where she lives at now, too. She stays with her. She owns several pieces of property out here on Ridge Street, and this is her home place is right up on Ridge Street, so she's another person that you all might want to
at some point. We're kind of running out of time. But she lives in Washington.
Yeah, but she still owns property out here.
On this street?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She still owns homes up there. The lady that lives next door to Mrs. Brown, Booty Brown's mother. She still, Mrs. Allen owns that house anyway. She never sold those homes.
Oh, she still owns it.
What sort of things did you all, you and your friends, do with your children growing up in India?
Diane, she's a year younger than I am. Diane, my sister.
Your sister, Diane.
She's a year younger than I am.
It's seven
and
children.
Carlin. Most of us, we sort of like hang together And like, yeah. We used to play marbles. We would play marbles with the kids down the street. We would go to the creek and catch tadpoles and over 10 hunting rabbits and just fun things like that.
Mr. Nemo's. They used to go down to Mr. Nemo's, who used to be at the end of the back end of Hot Mirror, but he had a lot of land, and you all used to go down there and pull those horses. And
no, that wasn't Mr. Henley.
Mr. Henley,
he had horses, and we used to go and, you know, just chase the horses, you know, did fun things. We didn't get into it.
Mr. Nemo?
He owns a property. He's no longer living, but I think some caterers have that land down that they, these two women, I think
it's the end.
It's at the end of
Midway down
on Hot Mirror Road, and you had to go up through a little road and then back up in the back. And he had a lot of problems with that.
And we used to just go
and just play.
Just go through the woods and play and just, we just did fun.
What was your experience on Ridge Street basically with African Americans? There wasn't in the way of white families, although there were a few white families.
What is a man's name? Because he had a daughter. He died, and the wife died, and the daughter ended up. What's the man he's living in his house where George Ford owns now? The family he's lived down there. Mr. Pace. Lived in a home
So you've seen Charlottesville change quite a bit over the years, from a time when you had a happy childhood here on Ridge Street, running through the woods and catching tadpoles,
to just a bit, and also the businesses up on Vinegar Hill, where that was a thriving community in itself, because we went to Jefferson School, and just coming home from school and stopping at Mr. Angie's store. We used to go up there all the time and get little cookies and candy, you know, and those type things. And just remember that whole area, the Allen store, which is used to be down here by First Street or something, that housing project down there. Mr. Allen's store, he had a store.
Then in the Gerd
Street area, there was a store down there.
There were a lot of little
neighborhoods.
But of course, you know, a lot of those places where the owners were quite old. Of course, they didn't fix the property up. So if they didn't fix the property up, they condemned them. So along comes Vinegar Hill, which was
Vinegar Hill.
Yeah.
You mean that the properties on Vinegar Hill were owned by white people?
I think some of the properties, and you might want to check it to make sure. But from what I understand, that you know, the people rented from some of those people over there. So when they found out that, I guess when the city was going to come along, they didn't have to fix the property up. They fixed them up.
It was condemned. They paid for their property.
I have no idea. Because some of the people that you might want to talk to, I think you can talk with Mr. Johnson.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Johnson.
He's
right.
Wyatt Johnson.
On this street. That's Wyatt Johnson. Because he had a home over there.
Wyatt Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the history of Vinegar Hill.
He can tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So before you all go out, get his
name
down and number.
He would be a great person that you talk to. Because like I said, he lived
Mr.
here.
Mr. Johnson.
Wyatt Johnson.
Now, is he
African
American? Church do you go to?
Mount Zion.
Can you go on March 4th to the neighborhood, the Ridge Street program?
Yes, I know.
If Al
was Mr. Truhart.
Yeah,
he was a great was uncle.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great grandmother's brother, and he was like the superintendent of the Sunday school up there for like 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that was at Mount Zion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, do you have any history at all with people who started the founding of Mount Zion and your family at all? Did you know?
No. I have a book on Mount Zion, and it tells some history about Mr. Truhart. I do have a book at the house. It was dated, like, I think, in 1950 something. Mm-hmm. And it gave it. So I do have that book at home. I can.
Would you let us see?
Sure.
Great. Do you have something you'd like to ask him? Yes.
Yeah.
Do you
after 1967?
Well, I think what happened was, you know, you were, before it was more of a knit community because people were, they had to support one another.
Each other.
Cohesive. Yeah. Buy any place else. So, and then so the breakdown a lot of times happened at, you know,
sure.
When that did happen, that this went out and started buying from other people
out of the neighborhood and out of the
community, but when it became, you were able to.
It was good in one way and then it was bad in another, because a lot of people who had little businesses and stuff, you know, like John said, you know, when people were able to go out, you know, and just out from within, it was a lot of money that it was filtered out from the community.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, that unity that you had then.
Your family, we've been told that there were some families who really didn't support the efforts to desegregate the schools because they felt it was not really good for the community. What was the attitude of your family towards the people like Mr. Ferguson, who were so active in desegregation?
I think that, like Mr. Williams came down and talked to my mother and father about, you know, whether, you know, where I'm Diane, which is a year younger than I am, and let's see, it was
Sandy
and Carl. They went to Johnson School, mm-hmm. and at that time, I think they could have went. Who was it, Jefferson's?
Yeah, but they went to.
But they went to Johnson,
mm-hmm.
and my mother, she was all, you know, they were for
Johnson.
You know,
the white was all
right.
During that time, I think it just like started.
It took a few children from the area that were, I can't remember about that part. I remember something about that, and I know they went to.
Yeah, they went to Johnson School. And it was
this was your younger.
She was a year younger than I am. Diane and Carl. I think just Diane and Carl.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Mr. Williams might know a little bit about that, because he was the one that talked to my parents about letting my, you know, about my two sisters asking, you know,
mm-hmm.
about them going to Johnson School.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's Johnson School that's over by Johnson Village?
Mm-hmm. On Cher Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. But, you know, we never had a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
And
it wasn't something that we were angry against Mr. Ferguson or anybody or any other activist who was doing something for me. But no, that was never perceived in that way.
Was there a campaign to go door to door to ask people to enroll their children in the white schools so that they would desegregate the schools that way? Do you remember that at all?
I don't remember. And I'm quite, it might have happened, but I don't remember how it was done.
Today, in 1995, what is your opinion of how things are on Ridge Street as far as race relations and how the community and how people get along with each other? Are you happy with the way things are now, or are you concerned about some aspects of things today?
I don't think it's anything with the people within the community that you really need to really worry about. I think it's the outside, everything else that's sort of that, you know, not
that has anything to do with try to keep the neighborhood out.
You see, you have to have a
what do you think are the things that threaten the community here on Ridge Street? What would you say? Is it development? Is it automobile traffic?
I think you're hitting a lot of things. It's
traffic.
And just in general, the city of the government here in Charlottesville, you know,
neglected this area.
Right. Neglected this area, and it's a constant thing where you feel that
that
you're begging for whatever it may be for your area. You know, it's just like you're overlooked for so many things. And yes, they cut this street up. Yes, they pushed us back in a hole. But they've got to realize that people here on this street, taxpayers, we are just as much as this community, are part of this community as any other street around here, whether it be Jefferson Park, whether it be Park Street. I mean, you sit down, you think about history, you know, there's a lot of history on Ridge, about Ridge Street, that
as much history here as there is
as anywhere else. And when they talk about historical areas, you know, Ridge Street doesn't even come within the realm or even in the smoke of the city officials or the city as far as talking about history. And then it's nice that you're talking about preserving some things, but I mean, this should be just natural things when this, it should be naturally filtered in into the city anyway, because we are a part of the city, but it hasn't been, and it hasn't been for many years, you know, since the people who own the shops and who moved out.
So the wealthier white people moved out, basically.
Right, and it was almost like forgotten. We're the forgotten area.
And they keep making changes, none of which are all that good.
Making changes to appease other areas, but yet and still not recognizing this area for anything else but a way to come through here, a way to add more congestion to get other places. And those are kind of things that the city is doing. To Ridge Street. It's not for Ridge Street. It's for the good of the city.
How do you feel about the Meadow Creek Parkway? Have you gotten involved in that yet?
Well, the Ridge Street Neighborhood Association, we went down and spoke with them. And we also went down the other night and spoke about, this other, about widening the Ridge Street almost they were talking about putting like three lanes out here, you know, this type. Well, this is another suggestion that this I can't think of who this person is, that did this feasibility study, I guess. No, not that one. This one was down at City Hall, down at the plant. definition of company.
That probably was interesting.
I mean, but it doesn't,
when it's, like I say, for the wealth of some other area, then everything is okay to hit Ridge Street. But that, you know, this needs to happen on a regular basis, not just when it's going to be economically okay for some other area to go through Ridge Street, to use Ridge Street. I mean, this street has just been abused for the use for other areas, and it's time that they need to stop it and not only abuse it. I mean, they're going to do something, do it for Ridge Street, and not to be used to do something to use as a vehicle to go other places.
What do you think can be done about helping and preserving Ridge Street? For example, are there political solutions? What feel represents your interest?
I would say wherever, I would just go and pick out one particular person, because number one, everybody on city council is elected by the people. And you shouldn't feel that you have to pick out one particular person that you have to have an ally with. I mean, those people are elected officials to serve everybody and not for just a few people.
Well, does that mean that you would like a system of city government where we elected people from wards instead of at large? We elect all of our city councilors at large. In some places, they have a system of electing them like they do in the county. They elect them from districts. But do you favor electing people to city council from wards?
I really don't have any comment about that. I feel that when you elect city officials for anything, they are supposed to be there to serve the whole, and look at it as you know, and nobody should have to feel that they have to have these privilege or have special privileges. It should be an equality thing, which it has not been, but especially African-American neighborhoods. That's fact, and that's any way you look, you want to weigh the scale, how much it's we're less when it comes to anything, and it shouldn't be that way.
Less of anything.
We should be equal all the way around.
Less services and more low income.
Really good in all the
all the African American neighborhoods. It's not scattered throughout the city.
They scattered houses. And it's not people up in arms about not wanting people to come in. Because that's crazy. I mean, all you gotta do is look at what's happened in the area, and so they could say that, you know, so when they make a statement like that, it's totally wrong. No one's against that. It's just that, why do you always feel that whatever happens in the black neighborhoods become the dumping grounds for everything? We become the dumping grounds, but at some point we never become anything but dumping grounds for a lot of things. It shouldn't be that way. And like I say, fact speaks for itself.
Well, do you have any hope then? I mean, are you pessimistic or optimistic?
She asks the tough question.
Well, the neighborhood is coming around. People are taking a more interest in the neighborhood.
So, the thing about it is,
we as people don't step in the shadows from nobody, because, you know, we can do it ourselves, but all we want is if it's going to be handouts given and they're giving to everybody else, why not give it to divide the pie up and make it equal? Everybody wants to be an equal share of everything.
I mean,
it's nice seeing families coming in and
coming back.
Yeah.
Well, he certainly seems to have a knack for bringing people together.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the Ridge Street Neighborhood Association seems to have
life. It kind of lasts for a while, didn't it? Did the Neighborhood Association,
yes. Was it always here, but it just kind of began and act?
Again, yeah, because I remember when Mrs. Poindexter, she's there now, she used to be an active member of the Ridge Street Association, then Ms. Madeline.
Yeah.
She also...
Because it was neighbors getting together, going in there to the meetings and stuff like that, and
it was decided already. I mean, whatever suggestion was brought in, it was almost like the gavel had been, you know. So whatever was decided was decided.
And by the time the neighborhood really aware of what was going on, it was too late, apparently. No?
Were you
aware of what was going on?
You know, I remember when Mr. Toscano was, that was before he became in office, he had called and asked, you know, what about a low income apartment building we put out here. And the guy answered the phone that day, and I was saying, you know, it's nice. I said, somebody have to have somewhere to live. It's nice. I said, but we have enough out here. We have First Street Development down there, and we have Oak Ridge. And I just told myself, I just think we have enough out here. But I didn't realize that it was going to be one put out here.
Well, if you had your brothers about what happens to Ridge Street, what are the things you would hope specifically? For example, would you like to get rid of that fast food place up on the corner there?
What fast food place?
Yes, uh-huh. It's across from place, that beautiful old red brick house.
Oh, you're talking about
410 Red Street. You're talking about right there where Mr. Fleming has his,
Yes, uh-huh.
You know, I remember when that was, a Lucky 7, a 7-Eleven, I remember, and I can't really even remember who was there before that, but
there's all within your memory. There's always been a store there.
It was a house there, I think, at one time.
Yeah, but I can't remember.
But I can't really remember what you know, and I can't. But it just
would be nice if it was a market owned by an African American person, or we had it within this neighborhood, like. You know, because I remember going through all the, like Mrs. Fleming, when she had her store down here, there was a store right down here where this white apartment is, right next door to Mrs. Goyana. Mrs. Fleming owned it. It was a little store there. That was a store at one point.
So if there were some African American owned businesses.
Or either some type of a culture center or something within the area.
But if any old buildings become available instead of turning them into apartments and tearing them down.
Yeah, it would be nice to do some type of like a business,
something for the community. And I know they're building a building down there, or down here in the park when that gets done, but that's not the same thing. That wouldn't even have the same meaning as a cultural center within the community.
We don't concert
talk right. They're going to do another building, and they're going to have some, you know, there'll be a space in there for things, but it's having a cultural center within the community is, I mean, that's not the same thing. The park is not the same thing.
I've heard that Mount Zion at some point is going to be moved to Ridge Street. Kind of hemmed in there, but
yeah.
I remember hemming in.
It was, I think at one point that they were talking about that. It was in they did an article some time ago. It was about a couple of years ago when we first talked about the church coming up with there, that somebody said it would be a nice culture center.
No, not the church.
Keep it used for something else.
When the article came up about Mount Zion, they talked about them moving or something.
Oh,
the article and the paper, and somebody was saying, making some suggestions that it would be a nice either like a museum. I think it was a museum or a culture something. It was to the fact it was in the Observer, I believe. Like if I can remember, I can't remember.
It really would be nice where you could have a place in a neighborhood where the history of Black people who are still, you know, making a mark in the community, making a difference in the community, even the ones who are dead and gone. If people like that just, you know, recognize that, especially for the young kids,
there's nothing that these young people can put their hands on. They need something that's
where's
that connection?
Everything
with Charlottesville.
You know, a few people know the history and stuff, but it needs to be put out there where people, even people from out of town, they come in, you know, could go and visit where they had some kind of Black historic history of
right.
People
right.
Who live right. Here, that live here in Charlottesville. Right. It's, yeah, it would be really nice.
There used to be so many more role models in the African American community when the small businesses were run by
Because
I remember as a child, you know, coming on Vinegar Hill and seeing all these businesses owned by
Go to the movies on Sundays and leave the movies and stop in some of the little stores and
buy
books and
things like that. It's just,
but as children, you had no really sense of what you had until it now as an adult you see what's gone and what is not here now. Now you can say that. And
overwhelming feeling is a sense of loss in a sense for the loss.
And there's nothing that really say that we even exist here.
What is there?
Now.
A street that runs through.
I mean the street Woodfolk Lane is named after our family, you know, but there's nothing that can, what can you visibly say that you say, where's the community? Where's the community that the African American, you know, where's the sense of anything? There's nothing that you can just visibly put your hands on.
Well,
some, oh yeah, you could say Council Park or that, but, you know,
but what is it physically that you can see?
The Omni, over all that, is nothing but a hill of buildings.
Ugly records. I understand the Elmer County Historical Society is talking about some plans with the neighborhood association to perhaps
Document.
Thank you very much.